All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Hi, Leif.
Morning, Depp.
And, you know, we haven't talked much about the river in the last little bit. It's been so high. But you're saying maybe things are changing a little bit? People can maybe look at the river again? I have seen some folks out there.
Yeah, you might have seen me out there, you know. Yeah, you know, you can definitely take a look at it. But that's what I would kind of do every day, just kind of take a look at the USGS site, stream flows, Washington, Menahaw River Basin, and that'll get you to what you need to see. I usually just track the main flow at Pateras, and then I also look at the Twisp at Twisp and the Chewuk at Winthrop to get an idea where those flows are. Mm-hmm. And right now, yeah, you know, I've been getting out there. A few other people have been getting out there and been getting into some fish already. And a lot of people, you know, I think would assume that at this time of the year, you know, you need to always just head straight for deep. But, you know, most of the time what I'm doing right now is just full floating line and go with a longer leader because I may be throwing my size 10, size 8 cone head, which is like a leech, kind of like a larger or just heavier woolly bugger to help it get down. But no line weight really getting down there, just find the calm water. But also, you know, I like to have that floating line on because we've already had fish coming up for the dry flies.
Okay. And you're talking about wading now.
Yeah, we're just from the bank.
I have seen some boaters out.
Yeah, you know, and by wading, I don't mean wading. I mean stand on the bank. You know, really,
not
even
out there
if you get
far
up to knee deep, you're gonna feel the power and the push of this river. And you could get out there in your boat right now. It's just all about trying to find those back eddies, the soft water, the water that comes off of the tip of islands or where side channels meet up to the main flow and kind of baffle that water a little bit. And you'll find those fish are already coming up for dries. Like I said, our Chernobyl's already been hit. Also getting fish on those cone heads, too. So all you just kind of have to use your eye, you know, and really look at the water carefully. It's not a whole lot of water, but in those places that you do find the right water, you'll find a lot of fish.
Yeah, I have noticed that the flow is down some. But and not to say that you don't need to keep your wits about you. Like you said, knee deep is plenty deep.
Oh, yeah. You know, definitely don't even think about crossing. I think most logical minds would see that right away. But, you know, just use extreme caution right now and know that it's going to come down and you'll get it the rest of the river as it does. I've been catching fish on the Twisp and on the Menahaw. The Chewuk has a tendency to stay a little bit browner, a little bit longer, but you know, both of those rivers have been fishing for me and we've been having quite a bit of fun.
All right.
If you want to check it out, just go to our blog at the Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and if you want to take a trip with Menahaw Fishing Adventures, just contact us there and we'll get you out on the water having fun. But hey, everybody, enjoy the spring, get your fish on, and have fun.
Nice. Oh, that's perfect. That's a beauty.